Good morning, I'm Anthony Morneau. It's 7:45. Research has confirmed a common belief in the domestic violence awareness community that mass killings are tied to the more common kinds of violence. Ross Brown reports.
New Mexico has the 8th highest gun death rate in the country, and new analysis shows there is a strong link between mass shootings and domestic violence. A study by Every Town for Gun Safety found the majority of those killings are linked to domestic or family violence. Lydia Weligorski with the Colorado Coalition Against Domestic Violence says she's not surprised by the correlation. She notes that groups like hers have known for decades that if people with a history of violence have access to a firearm, there's a much higher risk of fatalities.
Even the presence of a firearm in the home where there's violence sends this message to the victims in the home that I can kill you at any time I want.
Every Town looked at more than 150 cases between 2009 and 2016 where four or more people were killed, not including the shooter. In more than 4 out of 10 cases, the killer showed red flags, threats, attempts, or acts of violence, substance abuse, or violations of protective orders. Gun advocates argue more firearms would prevent such incidents. Last year, New Mexico's governor vetoed legislation that would have required convicted domestic abusers to give up their guns. Weligorski says the mere presence of a firearm in the home increases the risk of the survivor being killed by as much as 500%. She says recent school shootings suggest that even highly trained law enforcement officers are not always able to stop a determined shooter.
When we add people that are not highly trained, that's adding more risk. More guns has not been the answer for domestic violence, and unfortunately, I do not feel that more guns is a solution for our schools.
The 2018 report from the Giffords Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence released earlier this month ranked New Mexico among the worst 10 states for gun safety, noting that 8 of the 10 states with the lowest gun death rates had some of the strongest gun laws in the country. I'm Roz Brown, New Mexico News Connection.
Thousands of people marched in support of new gun legislation on Saturday. Commentator Peter Goodman says the pathway to that legislation will require compromise.
If you think it's wonderful that kids keep getting massacred in schools, raise your hand. Didn't raise it, did you? That means we've just agreed there's a problem. We haven't agreed on what to do. It's not purely a gun problem. Some mix of pain, insecurity, lovelessness, hopelessness, anger, feeling left out, and too much TV or video games makes occasional young people want to shoot up schools. But it ain't purely a people problem. Easily available guns have helped make shootings, some accidental, the third leading cause of death among children. Easy access to modern war weapons makes those school shootings bloodier and more fun, I imagine. The NRA, like companies selling stuff that causes cancer, obesity, or drug dependency, uses money and misinformation to avoid regulation or responsibility. Some say it's a mental illness problem, or that it's because we took prayer out of the schools or don't spank kids. Improving mental health and kids' values would help, but take putting religion in schools. Whose religion? All of them? And which hasn't involved violence? If it somehow worked, we'd have 10 or 15 years before all the 19-year-olds had experienced religion in schools since kindergarten. What do we do in the meantime? Watching the anger at Monday's city council meeting, I wished again that more people who know a lot about guns would help craft steps that could decrease deaths without unduly burdening responsible citizens. Although gun enthusiasts were angry, they seemed less angry and threatening than a similar group 2 years ago. When Mayor Miyagashima started asking if they thought background checks were a good step, they didn't laugh and shout. They quietly said, yes, sure. They're still loyal to the NRA line, but is the continued bloodiness of schools softening more folks' resistance to attempting a few sensible steps? The NRA stokes fears that people will lose their guns. But banning guns wouldn't work. It's too late. Too many guns around. Most people want some gun control, but there's just one way the Second Amendment goes away. That's if the NRA's absolute opposition to anything that might hurt gun profits gets folks completely disgusted. It's complex. Slogans and simple fixes won't work. both sides say we should do what some other countries do. But we have a unique mix of ethnic diversity, open spaces and huge cities, and gun-related traditions, plus constitutions protecting gun ownership. The city council is right to be concerned. Those who brought guns to the council meeting shot themselves in the foot. They just reminded us how easily a demented fool with a gun could kill scores of people. If I had a vote, intimidation tactics would encourage me to vote against the would-be intimidators. How about both sides bending a little to seek reasonable steps?
Peter Goodman's columns appear in the Sunday edition of the Las Cruces Sun News. You can also read them in the local viewpoint section at krwg.org. Goodman's opinions are his own and do not necessarily represent the views of KRWG or NMSU.